Here are today's top stories. The first nice weekend of the year didn't go well for Chicago and violence. Tribb says 50 shot, 8 killed, which is the worst weekend since the fall and not a good sign for what could be upon us this summer. The top cop, Eddie Johnson, said that violence is, quote, completely unacceptable, which I guess is better than saying it's completely acceptable. Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he would step aside and skip the GOP convention if Donald Trump asked him to. Then under his breath, he's like, please, 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 please ask. Please ask. Don't make me go. Don't make me go. I got tickets to the Brewers game. Please. Bathrooms are in the news. I guess the feds are suing the state of North Carolina, who is also suing the feds. This all over who can use what bathroom at the Walmart. My suggestion? Hold it. Trust me. That bathroom's going to be gross. You know it. Chance the Rapper is lobbying the Grammys to allow albums and music given away for free to be eligible for the award. Right now, artists who don't charge for their music are excluded. So let me get this straight. Steely Dan charges $18.99 for their CD, and they get a Grammy. That's all I got. No joke. Just, wow. Hey, is El Chapo coming to Chicago? A Mexican judge may extradite him to the U.S., but not sure where, either New York or Chicago. Hey, it's fine by me, as long as he doesn't stay on the lakefront, right? I hope he does come to Chicago to stand trial. I mean, think of the t-shirt sales alone. Burglars are smashing windows in Lakeview. And police are warning residents. Wait, is it burglars or drunk Cub fans who don't know how to celebrate extra inning wins? Really, they could be one or the other. Facebook is being accused of messing with the algorithms to bury conservative articles and viewpoints on their site. The news was celebrated by crazy uncles everywhere. I knew it! Facebook won't let more people see my Obama is a Muslim photo collage. I knew it. Like, poke. Poke, like, poke. The CBS drama The Good Wife ended its run yesterday. The political drama was set here in Chicago, so it's tough to lose the show, although something tells me that Dick Wolf is already working on Chicago Wife to add to his drama empire. Chicago Margulies. Maybe that's better. In weather, so gray today. But a huge tornado is hitting Oklahoma as we speak. 41 million people are at some sort of risk for stormy weather today. So, you know what? Gray's fine. We'll take gray. In sports, the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox swept their opponents this weekend. For the Cubbies, it just keeps getting better. Yesterday, an extra inning walk-off homer for Javi Baez. This after walking the Nationals phenom Bryce Harper 6 times yesterday. He was on base 7 times, because he was hit by a pitch as well, without an official at-bat, which is the first time in baseball history. But who cares? The Cubs won. The Sox made easy work of the Twins. Chris Sale became the league's first 7-game winner on Saturday night. Both teams still the only 20-game winners in baseball. The Cubs got 24. The Sox have 22. But hey, you know what? The Sox have played 2 more games than the Cubs, so, you know, not sweating it. Either way, it's so fun, and it's going to go a long way to help us forget that both our United Center teams are on vacation. Speaking of that vacation, the Bulls management continues to surprise us. When Gar Forman was asked about trading Jimmy Butler, he said all options are on the table. When Butler heard this, he wasn't happy. When Fred Hoiberg heard this, he's like, why did anyone tell me? Just CC me on the email once. I work here too, guys. I work here too. And finally, scientists at the Field Museum have recreated a 250-million-year-old hammerhead reptile that lived in the sea. It's a model that showcases its needle-like teeth. You know what? I think they should go further. I think they should clone it and put it in some sort of amusement park for dinosaurs, and people can come and they can see it, and then maybe the fences won't work. I mean, who cares? What could go wrong? Just as long as it's not on a lakefront, right? Right. That's the carryout for May 9th, 2016. Hey, we got some leftover Mother's Day cake. It's cake, so who cares what it says?